Thoughts are things. Welcome to Thoughts Are Things, a podcast. I'm Jonathan Zenz. Are you a winner? Do you consider yourself someone who wins at life? If you don't, well, I have news for you. You are a winner. It is inherent. The nature of life is to create, to be constructive, essentially, to win at its own unfoldment. So I do believe, inherently, that we are all winners. And yet, I have to redefine the idea of winning from being tied to a concept of competition. In my idea of winning, there is no losing. And that's quite an ideal. It's an ideal that I also have a hard time living up to sometimes. It's not for lack of trying, but I naturally value some things more than others. For instance, I enjoy award shows. I love the Oscars, the Emmys, the Tonys, the Grammys. I really enjoy watching the ceremony of bestowing honors on creators in the world. I come from that world of entertainment, so I still tend to get excited watching these awards presentations. And the Oscars are a particular favorite. Those are the awards of the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences. The Academy, as it's commonly referred to, was created actually as a marketing tool. It was to improve the image of the film industry. The Academy Award, which we all know more commonly as the Oscar, was meant to be, get this, an award of merit for distinctive achievement. And there's an important point to make here. The award was not really to determine a best in any category, but to express merit. The language used for each category has been shorthanded to use the word best, and I think it actually does a disservice. And at the same time, I get it. It's a lot easier to advertise Emma Stone as the winner of the best actress rather than distinctive achievement by an actress in a leading role. Are we shorthanding our concept of things, people, and places around us by deciding on a best for any one of them? What does that say about the things and people and places that are not the best? Do we tacitly devalue them? This is the law of cause and effect in action. And we fall into the trap of playing games with the law to try to come out on top, so we live life as a competition. Producers of films play this game with their films all the time. They want their films to be honored as the best. So what do? They run advertisements in trade publications, and these ads ask industry insiders, quote, for your consideration, and then list awards categories. This limited group is then provided with nominees in each category, and if the nominee wins, then the producer of the film can say to the movie-going public, see our movie because it was honored as the best. Yet the honor may simply mean that the movie had a more successful advertising campaign to the limited group that made that decision about the film. It's a backwards approach that is looking for meaning and money in being able to say, I won. Couldn't the meaning, and frankly the money, just as easily come from the merits of the film absolutely on its own? Can you find meaning for your life by standing on your own merit? Or do you think you need to win? If you think you need to win, then you may not believe you are a winner to begin with, and you're giving your power away. The film world worships that golden statue in much the same way the Israelites worshiped the golden calf before Moses descended from Mount Sinai with the Ten Commandments. The story of the golden calf in the Old Testament is a metaphor for giving your power away, giving it up to something outside yourself. But here's what I know. You are a person of power. There is nothing outside you that gives you power. No golden statue of any kind legitimizes you and your innate qualities as the divine, being one of God. Your innate power is not something that can be given or taken. This power of creation is inherent as each of us. The power is who and what you are. To think we have to go out and market ourselves as being worthy of the power inherent as us, in the way producers market their films as being worthy, is a backwards approach to life. Ernest Holmes, the teacher and creator of the Science of Mind philosophy, wrote, "We cannot find the power outside the self because we cannot go outside the self. There is no place where we begin and the power leaves off. We can find the power only within ourselves." And this is true, because there is no place where God, the power, is not. We are of God. Any attribute of God could replace the word power, and listen, the quote would still work. We cannot find love outside the self because we cannot go outside the self. There is no place where we begin and love leaves off. We can only find love within ourselves. Or how about this? We cannot find peace outside the self because we cannot go outside the self. There is no place where we begin and peace leaves off. We can only find peace within ourselves. See how it works? And I love that phrase, there is no place where we begin and peace leaves off, or love leaves off, or power leaves off. There is no place where we begin and those things leave off. I think, and I do so free of judgment, that the best use of this inherent power is for the betterment of mankind. So are you using the power that is inherent within you for the betterment of mankind? I think those who are working to make the world a better place are the real winners. We can be those people, and I believe we should put our focus into recognizing those people in our lives, and they're all around us. These people work towards this end, not to win statues or acclaim, but because they know that by doing so, they contribute to the creation of a world that works for all, not just them or the idols we've placed on a pedestal. So there are the real winners, and those winners ensure that we are all winners. You are a winner because you are a creator. You don't need a statue to prove that to you. All you need to do is decide that you are a winner. It's all in how we approach life and how we use our mind. And you are in charge of your mind. So choose to use it wisely. This episode of Thoughts Are Things was recorded by Don Zenz. Thoughts Are Things is independently produced. You can check out my blog, sign up for regular updates, or leave a comment on what you've heard today by visiting jonathanzenz.com.